This is the User Adoption Podcast with your host, Henrik Dagir.
Who are you and what do you do?
I am Brian Nichols, and I'm the Vice President of Customer Success at UserIQ, which is a CSN user adoption analytics platform.
Brian, how are you involved with user adoption?
In two ways. From an external standpoint, our vision at UserIQ is to create a world where any business can deliver exceptional customer success. I think as a lot of the listeners know, any customer journey begins with them adopting your solution. My day-to-day is involved in providing outcomes for our customers from an objective and subjective measurement to help them improve user adoption. From an internal standpoint, as a leader of the CS team, we face the same challenges that other organizations do in finding the best way to get users to adopt our product. So not only am I looking at ways to improve our customers' experience with their customers, I'm also looking at different strategies to improve our customers' experience with our platform. So a little bit unique in being a CS leader at a CS platform.
Brian, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with user adoption?
Yeah, that's a great question. So from a success standpoint, the organizations, the companies, and the people that can make user adoption simple, to me, have the greatest success. Now, I'll differentiate the word simple from easy. And simple simply means that their customers, their users have a really good idea of how to get the greatest outcomes or values from your product. So the companies that make that simple, whether it's a quick time to value or whether it's a very clear roadmap on how to drive the outcomes for their customers, are going to be able to have and measure and retain the greatest users. The second piece of success I see is when either a customer success team or a product team uses the measurement of user adoption for both positive and negative use cases. Very often we hear that user adoption is used to, particularly in CS's case, avoid churn, which can, you know, has a negative connotation. But what I talk to my team about and what we try to preach to our customers is using user adoption for the more positive side of the business. How can I look at ways to add value for my customers? How can I get testimonials from my customers because of the power users that are there? So the folks that can use it for both positive and not so positive, I think, have the greatest success. From a challenges perspective, I think the biggest challenge that folks have in user adoption is overcomplicating the measurements, figure out how the users are adopting that. What I simply mean by that, Henrik, is in the way I look at user adoption is kind of somewhat black and white. Did the user adopt your product and did they adopt it based on maybe one or two measurements? You know, some of our customers use logins per day. Some of our customers use the amount of time that they're in the product. But when we start getting down into, you know, 8, 9, or 10 different ways that a customer can adopt the product, to me, that's a little bit of an overkill, and you tend to get lost in the data. And so I think from a challenge standpoint, companies need to understand exactly what defines success for them, for their users to adopt their product, and then measure it on a few variables, not many variables.
Brian, what advice would you like to share with people working on improving user adoption?
Yeah, two pieces of advice for the listeners that want to improve user adoption. The first one is really ask yourself, ask your CS team, and even to a certain extent, your product and your sales team. Are we trying to get our customers to adopt too many of our features all at one time? When we get into the onboarding process, are we getting them, asking them to adopt, you know, 15 different items, and therefore we only get halfway through each one of those items and they never really adopt them? Or do we truly understand through the sales process and through whatever metrics that we have the outcome that our customer wants, and therefore and the outcomes that they want to begin with, and therefore we can drive their adoption at 110% versus 40% on the outcomes that they really want early on? And this can be done in both a high touch and a low touch environment, depending on your business. So really make sure that you understand exactly what your customer wants and that you're not trying to throw too much at them up front, but you're throwing the right things at them up front. And then a second piece of advice that I would give folks that are looking to improve the user adoption, we hear a lot about voice of customer feedback, which is extremely important. The most important, the most well-known way of doing that is NPS, which obviously, you know, scale of 1 to 10 asks, would you be willing to refer our organization to someone else? I would strongly encourage or recommend to the listeners to supplement that with what we call a value survey. And that really is a yes or no question that, that asks the customer directly, are we delivering value? Are we delivering the outcomes that you want through our product, yes or no? And the folks that answer yes, Henrik, in my opinion, are the ones that have adopted your product because they are telling you, hey, we're getting the value, we're getting the outcomes that you need, that we need from your product. So when you think about voice of customer, NPS is obviously the most popular, well-known, but think about supplementing that with a value question that gets really at the heart of, are you driving what you want to drive for your customers?
Brian, where can we learn more about user adoption and your work on the subject?
Well, we do a couple of we do a number of articles on this at our site, useriq.com. LinkedIn's a great place to go for a wealth of community knowledge. Whether, you know, Henrik, it's this podcast. I've had a chance to listen to many of your prior guests on here, and I think you do a great job of asking them questions and then giving sage advice. Joining your local customer success community, which focuses a lot on user adoption and onboarding, is becoming more and more of a popular topic amongst customer success professionals. For me, you can certainly follow me on LinkedIn. Happy to connect and talk through. Love to hear ideas from folks that have done this before. So those are, I think, the main places that you can learn more about user adoption.
Well, thanks, Brian.
Thank you, Henrik. Pleasure to be here.
For more on this, visit useradoptionpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out useradoptionbook.com. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.